to buy this? I held up the expected black pebble. Stuff it, kid, One Eye said. We'll manage without you. Again? What could go wrong in one day anyway? With you guys in charge? It didn't seem right, me going ashore before the last black company brother was out of the city. Just get your stuff together and go! Goblin snapped again. It'll be dark in an hour. It was still drizzling. Darkness would come early, though not early enough to complete two crossings and get the rafts back unseen. Damn it. Sara was burdened down with odds and ends and 6 pounds of rice and beans. I carried a pack containing a Nguyen Bao tent, blankets, various clutter useful in the field, plus I had Totan perched on my hip. That kid was the least troublesome baby I ever saw. Tai Day had not drawn a Blackstone. I meant to enjoy his absence. We climbed out of the warren, descended steps, crossed to the wall, climbed up, walked the battlements, descended inside the middle tower. And that was about as much exercise as I wanted. On my raft, we were all Nguyen Bao, except me and Red Rudy. The Nguyen Bao were patient about waiting their turns. The guys in the tower, operating by feeble lamplight, were patient, too. Morale was good. Careful, Cleet said as I stepped aboard. I accepted children as he started handing them across. I picked you a good one, boss, but it'll lean over if you don't keep the weight balanced. Ma'am? He helped Sara. She acknowledged his courtesy with a dazzling smile. Thanks, Cleet. See you tomorrow night. Right. Round up some cattle and dancing girls. I'll check around. Kneel down. You gotta keep the center of gravity low so the damned thing don't tip. I glanced around. We were ready to go. 6 Nguyen Bao men were aboard. They would paddle over. 5 would bring the raft back. Other than them, Rudy and I and one gimp Nguyen Bao, about 50, were the only adult males aboard. There were 15 or 16 kids and half as many women. We were crowded, but Nguyen Bao make a light load. I volunteered to help paddle, but the men on the job lost their capacity to understand Taglian. Rudy said, If they want to be dicks and bust their nuts, no sweat off our asses. You're right, but keep it down. We're doing a sneak here. It turned out the Nguyen Bao were skilled boatmen, which should have been no surprise considering their origins. They remained as quiet as falling feathers and made rapid headway. The rafts immediately ahead had Taglian paddlers who not only made a lot of noise, they were slow. With just a whispered word, my paddler swung right and began passing. It wasn't much of a sneak overall. Paddles splashed, people bumped, grunted, banged around, and occasionally managed to collide with other rafts. But those were noises that came off the water every night, and tonight